Some of the country's top dancers will showcase their talent at this year's Arts in the Park. We tell you more on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. And in our No Jamaica feature, we take a look at the Blue and Jonquil Mountains. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us. Dance fanatics, professional dancers, lovers of the performing arts, or just anyone interested in having a good time, you're invited to this year's Arts in the Park, slated for Sunday, May 17 at the Hope Botanical Gardens in Kingston. Dubbed Arts in the Park, the dance edition, the event will feature Jamaican culture in dance, ranging from traditional folk forms to contemporary dance hall. Chairman of the Entertainment Advisory Board in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, Kinsley Cooper, says the event creates a platform for booking agents and talent scouts to discover new, upcoming talent in Jamaica. He says it also provides opportunity for creative practitioners to market and promote their work internationally.
It is so important that we expose our talent internationally and that we look to international markets generally to see how we can maximize. And you know, the kind of money that has been made in music could never have been made if we had been focused only on the Jamaican market. So it's very important to look at world market, look at global markets, and give ourselves the opportunities that we need to be able to not just be exposed, but also to succeed.
Choreographers and representatives of overseas dance companies will be on hand to assess the local talent. International invitees for Arts in the Park, the dance edition, include Executive Director of the African American Dance Ensemble, Dr. Angelo Birch, Director of the Martha Graham School of Contemporary Dance, Virginie Messine, Artistic Director of Alvin Ailey II, Troy Powell, and MTV award-winning choreographer, Tanisha Scott. Head of Commercial and Dance Departments at Block New York City, Fatima Wilson, will also be there.
These persons are of tremendous value to us because not only will they spread the word of what we have here, but they are in a position to actually recruit Jamaican dancers and use them in various ways.
Chairman of the Entertainment Advisory Board, Kinsley Cooper. Now everybody dance, come on. Junior Tourism and Entertainment Minister Damien Crawford says this edition of Arts in the Park will provide an opportunity for local dancers to penetrate global markets in order to maximize their earning potential.
We're carrying schools who are able to now see our talent and give scholarships, expose them. Because the fact of the matter is, a person whose profession is dance in the States, live off it fairly well too. A person who profession in dance in Jamaica, unless he's a quasi artist like Ding Dong, don't really get to live off it. It's like a hobby with a job separate. But we feel that our talent is sufficient, that we can have some persons who are dancing with the ballet ensembles of this world.
Junior Entertainment Minister Damien Crawford. Arts in the Park, an initiative of the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, is free of cost and will be held from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hope Botanical Gardens, Sunday, May 17. And now for our No Jamaica feature. To a place called Jamaica. The Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park conserves about 200,000 acres of tropical rainforest in the northeast of Jamaica. The park covers the steep mountain slopes in the interior of the parishes of St. Andrew, Portland, St. Thomas, and St. Mary. The region has been noted for having more than 800 species of endemic plants, the world's second largest butterfly, 200 species of resident and migrant birds, and is one of the largest migratory bird habitats in the Caribbean. And that's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Thanks for joining us.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.